The proposed merger is between Green Bay-based Wisconsin Public Service and People's Energy of Chicago. If state and federal regulators sign off on the deal, the newly combined company will control more than $9 billion in assets. It'll be headed by Larry Wires, who is now president and CEO of WPS. Wires is planning to move to Chicago. Speaking at a news conference in that city, Wires says the merger will create a Midwest energy leader and that the two companies will save $80 million a year.
That will directly translate into lower costs for this corporation and most likely hold cost increases down for customers.
People's Energy is the main supplier of natural gas in Chicago. But the head of an advocacy group for ratepayers has doubts about the merger. Charlie Higley is executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. He points to a deal between another utility and the Iowa-based Interstate Power and Light.
Several years ago, Alliant Energy became heavily diversified in non-utility holdings, and the performance of those holdings went south, and it actually dragged the credit rating of the company down, and that made it more difficult for Alliant to borrow money, and those costs were passed on to consumers.
Higley says Wisconsin's Public Service Commission will still have authority over proposed rate hikes for state customers. WPS hopes to complete its merger by early next year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.